Wednesday night. Okay, we continue with Hilchos Mezuzah. We misakein the late sons of Korach. One of the dinim of Mezuzah is that the room that's mechuyev in Mezuzah has to be a room, the dira that takes place there has to have some degree of dignity attached to it. A bathroom does not have a mezuzah. It really is not connected with the idea, let's say, that you can't make a bracha in a bathroom, or you can't make a bracha in front of Tzoa. It's a different idea. It's the idea of a room of kavod, the room of dignity. So that doesn't have a mezuzah, no mezuzah. A room that's miyuchad for garbage, to keep garbage in, even if there's no reyach ra, but it's a room for garbage, also would not need a mezuzah. A hallway, or you have a Pesach, and then you have a hallway that leads to there, also does not need a mezuzah. If it leads to there and to another room, which does need a mezuzah, then it, meaning this hallway, which has the Pesach, does need a mezuzah. Your house leads into the bathroom and to other rooms also, and it has a mezuzah. What you have many times, and this is a shaila, I'm not paskening now, but you have many times that the bathroom leads you to another room. The bathroom leads you to a room which would theoretically need a mezuzah. There are poskim that hold that on the entranceway, the doorway to that other room, on the other side of the door, you should put a mezuzah. You can and should put a mezuzah on the right side. You're walking into that room on the other side of the door of the bathroom. The Yesh Potrim, if something like that exists, if there's Kashayla, it's not simple, it's not clear. I shouldn't say it's not simple, but it's not clear. Now, the Gemara talks about that in a laundry room there's no mezuzah. That's before HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit in his beneficence to send Pampers down into the world. And they used to wash cloth diapers, if you can imagine such a thing. And it was a room that was not dignified. If we have a laundry room, most poskim say our laundry rooms, first of all, a lot of times they're not dalaramas by dalaramas, but they're functional. We said a few nights ago that many achronim hold that if you have a room that's functional and serves a specific function, even if it's not 4x4, you should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Our laundry rooms, bepashtus, wouldn't need a mezuzah. It's just not that way. We don't have the diapers, we don't have the soa, we just have dirty clothing that we put in a washer, a dryer. A lot of times there's a pantry closet there also, and therefore it is kedai to put a mezuzah up there. It would need a mezuzah. Sometimes in the bedroom, you have a mezuzah, so sometimes it's on the other side of the door, so then it presents no problem. Talking about a bedroom where tashmish takes place, so if it's on the other side of the door, it doesn't present a problem. Otherwise, it needs two kisuyim, and the two kisuyim, so they can't be the natural kisuyim of the mezuzah, right? The mezuzah itself is wrapped in a kisuyim, then you have the tick of the mezuzah that does not count as two kisuyim. It's true that once you have your two kisuyim and then it's permanently going to stay that way, so then that's sort of, but that the achronim allow. That's called two kisuyim. If you have like one unnatural kisuyim, we'll call it, and the tick of the mezuzah, so even if it's now going to stay that way and be the two tikim of the mezuzah, like la'olam, so to speak, so that the achronim agree can be called two kisuyim, and that's another way to handle the problem of the mezuzah on that door. Okay.